This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is being asked to explain the sudden removal of the U.S. ambassador to Ukraine in May, a person whose name was mentioned in President Trump's July phone call with Ukraine's president. We get more from AP's Jackie Quinn.
The top Democrat on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, Robert Menendez, fired off a letter to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo asking him why Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch was removed and if Pompeo had approved of what Menendez calls a perversion of U.S. foreign policy. Because of the whistleblower complaint alleging President Trump pressured a foreign country to investigate Joe Biden and his family, the ambassador's ouster in May and a campaign to discredit her is coming into focus, including President Trump calling her bad news when he spoke with Ukraine's president. Insiders tell the Associated Press elements of the Ukrainian government wanted Yovanovitch out because she was pressing for corruption investigations. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Meanwhile, news reports here in Washington say President Trump's special representative for Ukraine, Kurt Volker, resigned on Friday. A whistleblower complaint from within the intelligence community released publicly Thursday described Volker as trying to contain the damage from efforts by Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, to press Ukraine to investigate Democrats. Volker, who had served in the position on a part-time unpaid basis since 2017, had sought to help Ukraine's government resolve its confrontation with Russian-sponsored separatists. The State Department did not immediately respond to requests for comment. Democrats in the House have sought testimony from Volker related to a July 25th phone call in which Trump encouraged Ukraine's president to investigate his political rival, Joe Biden. This is VOA News. The Trump administration is reportedly considering delisting Chinese companies from American stock exchanges as a way to limit U.S. investment in China. The move would further escalate the ongoing trade war between the world's two largest economies. Delisting the companies is part of a broader administration plan to limit U.S. investment in China. Administration officials are also exploring how the U.S. could place limits on the Chinese firms that are included in U.S. stock indexes. Meanwhile, at the U.N. General Assembly Friday, China's Foreign Minister Wang Yi said that tariffs and trade disputes could plunge the world into recession and that Beijing was committed to resolving them in what he called a calm, rational, and cooperative manner. A new round of trade talks is set to get underway in Washington next month. More than 300 boys and men, some as young as five and many in chains, were rescued in a raid on a building in northern Nigeria, police said Friday. Reuters correspondent Ciara Lee reports.
Police said the boys were freed in a raid on a building that purported to be an Islamic school. Most of the freed captives seen by a Reuters reporter in the city of Kaduna were children aged between five and late teens. It thought some had come from neighboring countries, while local media said others had been left by their parents in what they believed to be an Islamic school or rehabilitation center. The police added that seven people who said they were teachers at the school had been arrested in Thursday's raid. It was not clear how long the captives had been held there. Police said the children have been moved to a temporary camp while attempts are being made to find their parents.
Ciara Lee of Reuters. Orders to U.S. factories for big-ticket manufactured goods increased slightly in August after a much larger gain in July. AP's Ben Thomas has details.
The Commerce Department says orders for durable goods edged up 0.2% in August after a much bigger 2% gain in July. The volatile commercial aircraft sector dropped sharply, and orders in a category used as a proxy for business investment edged down 0.2%. The weakest showing since a 1.1% drop in April. This category has lagged for most of the year, likely reflecting fallout from President Trump's trade wars. Ben Thomas, Washington.
A down day on Wall Street with all three major indices ending trading lower. The Dow lost 0.26%, while the S&P fell by more than 0.5%. The NASDAQ closed 1.13% lower. For more, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.